Good morning. High pressure continues to hold on across most of interior New York and New England, and we had a clear night and a comfortably cool start to the day today, with most everyone waking up in the 50s to right around 60. We had mostly clear skies overnight, and now early this morning some sunshine around, especially along I-90, scattered clouds north of I-90, and thickening clouds in the southernmost Catskills, where some showers are moving in from Pennsylvania. It's part of a wave of low pressure, which will be heading down the Ohio Valley and toward the New Jersey coast today. Clouds will eventually thicken across most of interior New York and New England, and scattered showers will become more numerous, first across the Catskills and Mid-Hudson Valley, then the rest of I-90, the Greater Capital District, across into the rest of New England during the afternoon. With the thicker clouds and showers, temperatures will have a limited time to climb and reach to just about 70 on average. As we get into the night tonight, that wave of low pressure will track south of Long Island and eventually out over the open Atlantic. The wave of low pressure will team up with some energy at jet stream level to keep showers going for the overnight period. We'll also have areas of fog and lows near 60. As that wave tracks away, still some energy passing through tomorrow morning with mostly cloudy skies. We run the risk of a few passing showers. Then gradually, high pressure will build back in, bringing us increasing sunshine, a nice northwest breeze, and pleasant temperatures in the middle and upper 70s. We still run the risk of a passing shower on Wednesday across the Adirondacks. Otherwise, a mix of sun and clouds for the rest of the region, and high pressure will dominate and help temperatures push into the lower 80s. A nice dry day on Thursday, a bit more humidity, lower to mid-80s for afternoon highs before more energy heads our way, with a trough of low pressure developing over the Great Lakes for later in the week and the weekend. There's the risk of a few showers and thunderstorms Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, with highs in the lower 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, that wave of low pressure to our south will travel eastward along a front extending from the mid-Atlantic to the southern plains. Multiple rounds of showers and thunderstorms will focus along the front, which will produce heavier rain and an increase for the risk for flooding. Flash flood watches are in effect from the Washington, D.C. and Chesapeake Bay vicinity to Long Island. Some of the storms could also produce strong wind gusts and hail. Meanwhile, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Franklin, located about 265 miles east of Belize City in the southern Caribbean Sea. Franklin's moving toward the west-northwest near 13 miles per hour, and this general motion is expected to continue over the next 48 hours. On the forecast track, the center of Franklin will pass well to the north of Honduras today, then approach the east coast of the Yucatan by late afternoon. Maximum sustained winds are near 45 miles per hour with higher gusts. Strengthening is forecast till the center reaches the eastern coast of the Yucatan Peninsula, and Franklin could be near hurricane strength by the time landfall occurs this evening. Rainfall amounts could be up to 12 inches, which would lead to localized flash flooding. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 41 degrees, with a west wind at 39 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 40 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 57 degrees, the dew point 53, 87% relative humidity, the wind is calm, and the barometer at 30.08 inches and holding steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, rain likely, perhaps a thunderstorm, lower 70s, Boston increasing clouds with showers possible by this evening in the upper 70s, and in Buffalo, partly sunny with scattered showers and storms and highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 76 degrees, the low 54, the average temperature 65, that's 7 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 74 hundredths for the month, which is 2 hundredths of an inch below normal, and 28.78 inches for the season, which is 5.33 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees, the average low 61, the record high 102 set in 1918, and the record low 46 in 1994. Sunrise this morning was at 5:53 a.m., sunset this evening 8:08 p.m., 14 hours and 15 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers, perhaps a thunderstorm today, and highs in the lower 70s. Cloudy with more showers tonight in the upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with rain today, perhaps a thunderstorm, with highs in the mid to upper 60s. More showers tonight with lows near 60. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with rain likely today, perhaps a thunderstorm, highs in the upper 60s. More showers tonight, areas of fog with lows around 60. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing clouds this morning with showers likely this afternoon and highs near 70. More showers tonight with lows around 60. Region-wide for tomorrow, a morning shower and mostly cloudy, then increasing sun and breezy, pleasant, mid to upper 70s. Just an isolated shower in the mountains Wednesday, otherwise partly sunny, lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds Thursday, lower to mid 80s. And scattered showers or thunderstorms Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in the lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.